Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where you guys are right now, and Cincinnati's up in their game. You could be chasing the next time you take the field. What's that emotion like right now?
I mean, we got to keep going. We got six more, and a lot can happen. So that's where we at. So
those two defensive plays Young made there. How numbing are those when you look at the scope of the game?
Yeah, I mean. Ball didn't bounce our way, you know. Unbelievable catch there. I don't think I ever seen that, where ball comes off the glove and he's able to somehow kick it and makes a play. And then that one, the last inning, pretty unbelievable too, you know. He's elite there. Both plays, he takes his eyes off the ball, has the awareness where the wall is at, and makes two unbelievable play. So,
Abby.
What happened with Cedric Mullins there? Did he did he think the play was dead, or did the umpires tell him the play was dead?
Yeah, so we got two guys there that obviously they didn't know what was going on. Mullins thought it was a foul ball the whole time, and he saw Louis. Obviously, he didn't see the call on the field from the umpire, and Antoine didn't see it either, obviously. Antoine thought it was a catch and that Louis was tagging from second base. They're watching the play, they're watching the ball, and they just assumed that, you know, one assumed it was foul ball, the other one, it was a catch.
Anthony?
What were the explanation about why Vientos was ejected? It seemed like a quick ejection.
Yeah, I mean, once the violation there with the equipment, that's kind of like an automatic ejection there.
Would you have used Alvarez to hit for McNeil if you hadn't had to save him for that DH spot in the eighth?
Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, you like Jeff. You like Jeff against lefties, you know. But there's a lot of different ways you could have gone, not necessarily for McNeil in that last inning, you know, especially that lefty. I pinch hit for Jeff yesterday because Ferrer was tough left on left. But other than that, you like the matchups there. So, but maybe I could have used him in other scenarios there.
Tim.
Irvin had been going through a tough stretch. What was he able to do against you guys today?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't square him up with his fastball. I thought the breaking ball, you know, we chased at times, and he spotted at times, you know, and we gave him a couple of outs on the bases. We hit some balls hard right at people. So it's a combination of a few things there that, you know, we couldn't get to him.
And then what did you think of Manaea in this outing?
Yeah, I thought the life on the fastball was there. He wasn't able to elevate the fastball today. And then that at-bat to Alfaro when he gets 0-2 to a guy that chases us that much, he throws 7-8 pitches in the strike zone. So I think not able to finish that at-bat kind of changed the whole inning there. But overall, like, the sweeper was pretty good. Like I said, the life on the fastball, but they got him there every time, you know, anytime he came in the strike zone.
Tony.
You've been talking about urgency for weeks and kind of calling these playoff games for the past few weeks here. It hasn't happened, obviously, the way that you would have wanted it to. So with six games left, what makes you think this team is capable of doing what you need to do to get in?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the talent there, and we're one hit away, you know, making one play, making one pitch is... You know, we're close. You know, we just haven't been able to to get that last hit, like I said, to make that play when we need to, or to execute a pitch. So it could happen.
And also, just how are you lining up your rotation for the Cup Series?
So we're going Peterson on Tuesday, and then we'll see what we got. We're still day by day, how guys are going to recover. If we pitch a guy on regular rest, or we give somebody else an extra couple. So as of right now, we're just going Peterson on Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.